All right, nice to have you back with us today. A beautiful day at the ballpark, a very special day at the park as well. A lot of games around the major leagues today, especially in the National League. Atlanta's already won the first game of a doubleheader against the Marlins, and that was 5-2. Kyle Muller, the left-hander, made his second start of the year for Atlanta as Max Fried is on the concussion protocol. So Atlanta beats Miami 5-2. Coming up later, Darvish and Aaron Sanchez. How about that? In Washington, and Soto is back there. Strider pitches the second game. Actually, Anderson's going to pitch the second game for Atlanta today against Miami. Haney for the Dodgers against Kansas City. And a good one in New York. And it has a bearing for the Giants, too. Of course, the Phillies, a team the Giants are chasing. Aaron Nola and DeGrom. How about that one in New York tonight? And another one that has a bearing for the Giants, and that is Burns of Milwaukee against Wainwright of St. Louis, and Gallen for Arizona today, which means we'll probably see him on Thursday against the Giants here at Oracle. Pleasure to bring in Danny Emmerman. Of course, he covers the Giants for KMBR.com. Danny, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Marty. Right now I'm standing on the Oracle Park field. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, how's the buzz around the park today? Because it is a special day, you know, for the Giants, the 2012 team being honored.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun day. Right now it's still too early for anyone to really be here. They're still taking batting practice right now. I'm watching Lamont Wade Jr. hit some tanks out to center. So there's nobody in the ballpark yet. I know a bunch of the 2012 guys are across the street at Hotel Villa partying it up. So I'm sure they're having a better time than the guys taking BP.
Okay, well, guys are getting paid who are getting BP, and I think the guys probably like that too. All right, last night, the Giants win at 5-3, and I talked about in the open today, you know, there were a couple of good things last night. Yastrzemski hit the home run. Brebbia made an excellent fielding play to cut down a runner at third, and that could have been trouble for the Giants. Young got bailed out of trouble as he bailed Brebbia out. And as I said, Yastrzemski the home run. But generally a very sloppy game for the Giants last night.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was sloppy both ways. And that's kind of what you have to come to expect at this point with a team like the Pirates, who are, you know, vying for one of the worst records in MLB. And then the Giants who are, you know, on the fringes of the wild card picture. It's not going to be great baseball every night. I mean, there was a ball that doinked off the catcher's helmet, collision in foul territory, a couple base running mistakes that were pretty glaring. I asked Gabe Kaplan today about two specific plays with Felt not running on contact with two outs and Crawford getting kicked off first after getting intentionally walked. And to me, if I was on the team, and I'm not, you know, a baseball player, I'm not a major leaguer, I'm a reporter. But if I was on the team, I'd see those two veterans making those mistakes, and that would be kind of deflating to me. Probably more deflating than a rookie making a mistake like that, like a Luis Gonzalez getting kicked off or a Tyro Estrada making a mistake. When I see a veteran doing that, that would be a bit discouraging. But Gabe, when we talked to him pregame, he kind of brushed it off. You know, everybody, there's, regardless of how long you've played baseball, how much experience you have, you're still going to make mistakes. And obviously that's pretty rare for guys like Belt and Crawford to make mistakes like that, but they're still in there. It happens.
Well, the point is that they're mental mistakes and not physical mistakes. And when you lose track of the out, that is not like just a basic mistake, and that's what happened with Belt. And shows maybe, you know, he's hitting .226 with an on base of .342 and slugging .374. Those numbers for him are very, very uncharacteristic. What do you attribute that to? Is it the knee injury that's still bugging him?
I know for a fact it's a knee. It's not fun playing with a bum knee like he's been doing pretty much all year. And now he's got a sore thumb as well. So as you get older, you know, things start to add up. And it makes things harder for you. Every little bump and bruise takes a little bit longer to heal. And I'm sure they're adding up a little bit more this year for Belt than last. And particularly the knee. That's a pretty serious thing that he's going through. And it's probably something that he's going to have to play through for the rest of the year and probably for the rest of his career, however long that may be.
What about Crawford? 219, 301 on base, and 332 slugging. You know, those are the core guys that you need, and this 2012 team is there today. And, of course, you look at the core guys they had in this team today of 2022. These are two core guys, and they're just not hitting very well. I think that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. They're core guys now, and they were core guys then, too, and that speaks to how great they've been for such a long time. If the Giants had the Brandon Crawford and the Brandon Belt of last year, I think it's pretty clear they'd be in a different spot than they are now. That hasn't been the case, and we've had to find production elsewhere. But who knows? Maybe if the Giants are going to go on a run here for the next 40, 50 games, it'll come from their core, like you mentioned, in Belt and Crawford. That's kind of where the production needs to start. They're the heart and soul of the team still. Just given their longevity and their experience. So if they can turn things around, I think, that gives the Giants a bit of a chance to make a run.
Well, 110 games are played already. 112 games are played already. They're, 55 and 57. So left, Pittsburgh, of course, there's two left with the Pirates, four with Arizona, then two with Detroit, and three with Colorado, and not exactly in that order. But those are games, 11 games, and here we are with the 11 games again. The last time I went through this, I said they'd go 8-3, and they went 3-8. So here are the 11 games again that are important for them to put away. If they're going to be in this thing, they've got to take charge. And then last night you see a game that looked so sloppy, you wonder if their heads are into the game.
Yeah. I mean, every game is important, but like you mentioned, these are winnable games. I remember talking to Alex Cobb after a start, I think in June, when at the very start of the Giants' slide, when they kind of struggled towards the end of June. And at that point, he was like, yeah, we look at the standings. We need to take every game seriously. Every game matters from here on out. And that was 2 months ago at this point. So if every game mattered from here on out from that point, then every game definitely matters now.
Well, Atlanta's got 46 losses, Philly 49, the Padres 51, Milwaukee 51, and the Giants 57, and only three of those teams are getting in. So this is a time they've got to win games. Danny Emmerman is with us. He covers the Giants, does a really nice job on his game stories, and takes you through the season at KMBR.com. What about Joey Bart? He's been out for a few days. He got hot. It finally looked like he turned the corner. And next thing you knew, he had an ankle injury. I didn't even see it happen. How's he doing?
Yeah, we just watched him run the bases a little bit. We watched him play long toss with catching coach Galvanez. He's still not starting today. Austin Wentz is starting behind the disc. And it's unclear if he'll be available off the bench. Most likely he's available in an emergency situation. But when he was running the bases, he didn't look great. When he was talking to reporters this morning, he said he heard something pop in his ankle on a swing against Josh Hader in San Diego. He said it's an ankle sprain. We don't know the severity of it. Neither he nor Gabe Kapler said whether it's high sprain or mid sprain, anything like that. He just walked by me. I think Joey, the team is hoping that Joey can get back soon. And possibly this weekend, who knows? It really just depends on how that ankle responds to a couple pregame workouts, probably today and tomorrow.
Well, Belt isn't in the lineup today. What's up with him today? Is he just getting a day off, or is it any trouble?
Yeah, he would normally play today, but his thumb is feeling a bit sore. It's his right thumb. Last year, he broke his left thumb in Colorado on a bunt. This time it happened on kind of a check swing in San Diego. It doesn't seem like there's major concern that he might have been due a rest day or two anyways. Right now it's a sore thumb for him.
So in your opinion, what has to happen with this ball club here over the next 50 games? Who's got to step up? Is there one player? Who's the leader? Who's the Ryan Terrio who's going to step up and make the speech here? Who's the Hunter Pence? Who's going to get a fire lit under these guys?
I don't know if a fire lit under them is necessary. And I don't know if one specific player needs to step up. I think more than anything, I think the defense needs to be cleaned up and minimizing mistakes and converting balls into play into outs. If this team can play, you know, league average to better defense, I think they'd be a playoff team. Everything else, all the other facets of the game are pretty sound, save for maybe a couple of bullpen stretches that haven't been great, but they're hitting. Their starting rotation is excellent. For the most part, they have a closer they can rely on. They have a couple right-handed relievers that they're pretty confident in, and that's a pretty strong foundation, at least, for a bullpen. They're just not fielding, and through 110 games, I've been able to, and it doesn't seem like there's a quick fix there.
All right. Well, you got to make the plays, that's for sure, but there's a general malaise around this team, not getting runners in from third with less than two out. Things got to pick up a little bit. They got to pick up. Even a team like the Pirates, a young team, they're a little more aggressive. They do make mistakes. So they're lucky to be playing the Pirates right now, I'll tell you that. One last thought for you. Zach Littell is in the ballpark. Anything up with him?
He is. He's here on the taxi squad basis. I'd imagine that he gets activated in the next couple days based on how the bullpen's used. I don't imagine that Thomas DePucci is long for the Giants here based on his track record. I'd imagine that Littell takes his spot pretty soon based on usage, based on matchups potentially tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. All right, Danny, thanks for taking the time. I know you're on the field. BP is going on, and enjoy the day today, and we'll look forward to reading your game story.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Danny Emmerman. You can follow him on Twitter, at Danny Emmerman. Does a nice job with his game stories. Very nice. All right, more coming up. Bruce Jenkins is next, right here on the Sports Leader.